Hey guys, we're here recapping episode 4 of season 36. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
Hi everyone, and as Emma said, we're here to recap episode 4. And before we do that, we just wanted to let everyone know that we recently talked to Greg and John, the winners from season 35, and had a fun conversation with them about season 36 and how that's going. And if you stay tuned, you'll hear their thoughts on the season so far. It was fun. It was good to catch up with them.
And they're a really fun team to talk to about this season.
Yeah, they are. They're some fun guys. So we really enjoy always talking to them. So this episode, though, has us starting out in South America still. And so we are in Medellin, Colombia. The teams are all starting by parasailing. And they parasailed where each team member is matched up with an instructor and they are parasailing down and they go down to a place where they land and then the clue is there. And then once there and they get the clue, then they will leave in three waves. So there will be a first group, a second group, and a third group, depending on where they ended at the previous pit stop.
But when they were parasailing at first, it kind of looked like they were doing it together just at first. Mm-hmm. But then you saw that they were with an instructor.
Yeah, the way it was angled and we saw two people and we thought, oh, that's interesting. They're not going with an instructor. But then they were. So it was kind of cool.
Oh, and Shalisa, when she was with an instructor, her instructor had their hands off of like the things that they grab onto. And she was like, you better put your hands back on.
And this is also Juan's hometown where he was born.
It is, yep. And the nice thing, too, as they're showing them parasailing, is they seem to have a lot more of the spotlights that they do of the different teams. And one thing that stood out to me in these spotlights is it's Juan's hometown. Also, they showed more of Yvonne and Melissa. Mm-hmm. And I feel like so far, we haven't really seen them much in the shows. So it was nice to get a feel for them a little bit more. I mean, we were able to meet them and kind of get a feel for them. But for the audience who's watching, they got to see a little bit more of them, which was nice. Mm-hmm. So they land.
With the parasailing challenge, I feel like there are some teams like Michelle and Sean who are afraid of heights. But Karishma was not afraid at all. She is a licensed skydiver and she's jumped out of a plane by herself like 82 times or something like that. Crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That was cool to see. And like you said, Sean, who really freaked out on the hillside, the coffee bean hillside on last episode, and who he himself says he doesn't like going on the second step of a ladder. He said he was not scared or afraid at all. And I think he just said that he was overwhelmed by the beauty of going down this mountainside.
That he wasn't scared at all.
Yeah, that it was distracting and it took his mind off of the heights part of it. So that was kind of cool to see. I'm glad for him that he got to enjoy that. They land.
And they have to get a clue and it takes them to these escalators where they have to find the clue for another detour.
Right. So they land and they get the clue and they leave in three waves. The first wave is Caesar and Ricky and Amber and Vinny. And the second wave is Shane and Juan, Shalisha and Derek, Melissa, Yvonne, and Rod and Leticia. And the third wave had who?
Michelle and Sean, Danny and Angie, Kishori and Karishma, and Sunny and Busy.
Right. And once when they leave, as Emma said, they have to go to this spot in town. And it kind of looked like a cultural center. It was very colorful, very artsy, very expressive. Lots of street vendors with food and stuff like that. And they went to this area where there was these escalators everywhere. And they had to go to the base to get another clue for their next thing.
And they showed a dog using the escalator.
That was so cute, watching the dog go down the escalator. That was really funny. We just wanted to tell you about our new and exciting project. We just launched a YouTube channel that will have great travel shorts for your family. We're calling them Travel Bites. You can find our new channel at youtube.com/@thetarpitpodcast.
And don't forget to click subscribe and ring the bell to receive notifications every time we post a new video.
So they go to the escalator. Again, there's lots of murals, lots of colors. It's a really fun, vibrant part of town. And when they get there, a lot of teams seem to be able to find it pretty easily. Danny and Angie, though, seem to struggle quite a bit finding it. And I think they were just trying to agree on which direction to look for it in. But one thing that did help is Amber and Vinny stepped in to help them after they got the clue and figured out where it was.
Amber and Vinny were having a couple of problems this episode. Like, they were fighting a lot. Amber was, like, telling Vinny that he needs him to, that she needs him to slow down so she can catch up. And Vinny was like, I need you to speed up. You're super slow.
Yeah, they kind of were getting on each other's nerves a little bit. So, and it happens. We see that every season mm-hmm. with couples where it hits an apex and then they kind of regroup and then they get back on board with each other. So hopefully that will happen by next episode.
And they got the clue and it was the detour. And the detour was Dance Vibes or Wall Scribes?
And Dance Vibes, what would you say that was, Em?
It was a breakdancing challenge. They had to stay, or they had to do this routine and stay with the rest of the group for 30 seconds and keep up. And if one of them messed up or made one little mistake, they had to do it all over again.
And how would you describe Wall Scribes?
Wall Scribes was this decoding kind of thing where they had pictures and it was, the world is smaller than you think.
That's what it was, right? So there were these images, and it was kind of like a puzzle, a certain kind of puzzle. Yeah. And they would have like these images, and it would be one of those things I remember almost as like icebreakers in elementary or junior high. And you would have these images that say TH plus hand minus
D.
So it would be van and that kind of stuff. So that's what was going on. So they had to decode like phrase. And as you said, the phrase was what again?
The phrase was, the world is smaller than you think.
Some teams really struggled.
Yeah. And so, so that was kind of fun the way that they did it though. So we had teams divide up. The teams that went to Dance Vibes, the break dancing activity, were Shane and Juan, Shalisa and Derek, Melissa and Yvonne, Kishori Karishma, Michelle and Sean, and Rod and Leticia. And the teams that went to the Wall Scribes were Vinny and Amber, Cesar and Ricky, Danny and Angie, and Busy and Sunny.
But Busy and Sunny struggled so much with that. And they usually stick to what they're doing just to try to get it done. But they switched.
Yeah, they were struggling. Like we said, the phrase was, the world is smaller than you think. And they were like, the mouse skied around the world and was happy.
And what was, those who wonder are not lost.
Yeah, that was the first game.
I know. And it was easy as a viewer to sit there and watch this. I'm sure when you're there, though, the stress is up and the tension
adrenaline.
And you're just tired and everything. But it was funny as a viewer when they were guessing of what it was. We were like, oh, girl, no. Just no.
Those who wonder are not lost.
Yeah.
The mouse skied around the world and was happy.
It was funny. So they really did struggle and they had several guesses of what it was.
They were so close.
They were far out, but they did end up getting really close.
They were like, the world is smaller than you imagine, smaller than you dream. They were right there, but they just didn't say
But then they just switched to the other one, but they were so close. If they just stuck with it, they probably would have gotten it the next try.
But they did the dancing on like the first try.
Yeah, they got it. They got it right away. They knew that they were behind and they like were the only people at the dancing challenge. So they were just like, okay, we got to get this done quickly. And they got it on the first try.
Yeah, they did a great job with breakdancing. I think they knew the pressure was on, that they were behind. They were the only team that switched detours this episode. So that was pretty interesting to watch.
I think I could do both detours. Like, I feel like the dance one looks kind of, I mean, it's different looking at it from a viewer standpoint. Like, it looks easy, but it was probably harder than it looks, though.
Right. Yeah. That's, I will say, though, during the breakdancing thing, Yvonne's, her breakdancing, she and Melissa, I think, said it well. She was just busting out some moves that nobody knew what they were. They were just so awkward. She was kind of inventing her own little moves there. And it was so funny.
And Kishori and Karishma, they were like, we wanted a dancing challenge. We got a dancing challenge. We're doing this one.
Yeah, that was funny. One thing I noticed during the detour is that Amber and Vinny, again, helped Danny and Angie during the Wall Scribe stuff. To try to find the escalators, where the escalators were.
Yep.
I think we see the beginning of an alliance here.
Yeah, and they even said, I think we're starting to form a little bit of an alliance with Danny and Angie. And then later on, Danny and Angie said, we're forming an alliance with Amber and Vinny.
Yeah.
Danny and Angie helped Vinny and Amber, though?
I don't know. It could be. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I think they did like the second episode.
Maybe.
I'm sure they will, though, that it will be repaid to them, especially with Danny being so good at puzzles. Yeah. I'm sure at some
He used to do puzzles every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's got a really cool Instagram account on puzzles.
And he says that him and his mom stay up till 3, or him and his dad stay up till 3 a.m., and then his mom just leaves.
And after the detour, after they finished each challenge, they got a clue, and it took them to Plaza Botero for the roadblock Who's Feeling Artsy?
Right. So they had to take a taxi to Plaza Botero. Botero is an artist who has these really exaggerated, curvy bronze sculptures. So if it's a dog, it almost looks cartoonish in the way mm-hmm. it looks, but they're huge. And it's this plaza with several of them. And they had to look at a map. But the map, I think, was intentionally trying to disorient them on where they were. And they had to put 12 of those statues in the right location on the map. On the way to that station, though, in the taxi ride, Shalisa cracked me up. Do you remember what she said? She was in the taxi ride, and she was talking about traffic. She said, traffic here is horrible. It's even worse than LA. And the drivers were honking at the police in front of them to move, like, get out of the way. Yeah. And because she's a former cop, she said, she was joking around. She's like, if you honked at me when I was on patrol, it means you want to meet me in person. It was so funny.
I love Shalisa.
Yeah, she's fun. I like her.
At the statue challenge, like we said, you have to put the names of the statues on the map where they were. And there were like 23 pegs and only 12 actual statues.
Yeah, they only
statues.
Had to do half of them, right?
But like the names of the statues were so literal. Like the dog statue was named Perro, which means dog in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
some of them. And the horse was Caballo. It was so literal.
Some of them were. So they were on this map and they had to look at those sculptures and orient themselves. One thing that I'll notice also is that Rod and Leticia and Shane and Juan, when they arrived around the same time. And they decided to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also see another alliance forming, it looks like.
That would be a really strong alliance.
Very interesting. Yeah.
And we also see, as Vinny and Amber are wrapping up, they are helping Danny and Angie again.
Yeah, because Vinny and Amber asked a lady with a phone to find the directions, but she took like 50 years to get it up on the phone. So Amber just went over and started helping Danny, like to orient him. The map was really confusing.
Yeah, yeah. But one thing to notice, though, is that when Vinny and Amber asked that person for their cell phone for help on their cell phone to find the pit stop after they were done, they were ahead of everyone. But that waiting around for that person to figure out what to
do
put them a little bit behind, because Cesar and Ricky, who actually were done, I think, second, maybe.
And Cesar speaks Spanish, so he could just talk.
Yeah, so it was a lot easier for him to go up to somebody who must have been quicker at technology or something. I don't know what it was. But they zipped through and got them the directions quickly, which bumped Cesar and Ricky ahead. Yeah. So they got ahead. And Yvonne, though, when she arrived at Plaza Botero, one thing I noticed is she got it on her first attempt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them had a long time. Like Karishma.
That took her so long.
Homegirl took 18 tries.
And then...
And Michelle...
23, I think.
Yeah, like, right. She got every single one wrong every single time. But they both were thinking that they were at the museum instead of at the checkered building. So they thought they were going back.
Right. They were really disoriented on the map. Sorry, Michelle and Sean were one of the last teams to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And she had probably the hardest time out of anybody doing this.
Yeah.
She was really disoriented.
When Juan and Rod were working together, she like came over and said, "Can I work with you guys?" They just didn't answer.
I didn't even know. I didn't even pick up on that. Even.
I did.
That was a good one. We'll have to ask them about that. She had a hard time though. One thing I did notice is they were the last to finish, and when they got their card though, it didn't show the judge.
Did they actually
looking
finish?
At their board? So I don't know if they finished or if they took a time penalty and they just got their card and left for
or
the pit stop.
Or if they just took so long and they were like, you can go.
Yeah.
Because everyone finished because it was like starting to get dark.
Yeah, because like if they just didn't get it right and the just checker just felt so bad for them, just give them the clue and let them leave.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to ask about that because we will be talking to them soon.
Or they could have like she could have kept like Ben trying. But it took the same amount of time as a time penalty.
Oh, yeah, it could have, yeah. So I don't know. So we'll have to clarify that. But I will say that it was a pretty interesting challenge. Mm-hmm. It did look difficult. A lot of people had a hard time disorienting themselves. But throughout this episode, we see the emergence of some friend groups or alliances forming.
Yeah.
So we have Rod and Letitia and Shane and Juan.
Amber and Vinny and Danny and Angie
starting to form some strong alliances. And everyone else is friendly, of course, and nice. Like, nobody's mean, but yeah, they definitely are picking up as some of a formal alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Once they left from Plaza Botero, they then had to go to the pit stop. And that was at this green eco bridge. So one of the things that has been talked about throughout the episode is that Medellin in the past few decades has been going through a facelift. And that's part of where that cultural center comes in. And also, they're trying to make themselves a green city in South America, one of the premier green cities in South America. So they had this really cool bridge, and it was surrounded by a lot of greenery that's been planted.
Really,
yeah, it was really pretty. And Phil was there. And then we're watching the teams come in as they finish the Plaza Botero. So as we said, Cesar and Ricky able to get a little bit ahead of Vinny and Amber because Vinny and Amber's person that they stopped to get help from was taking too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cesar and Ricky were able to slide in on under the wire and get ahead a little bit. So they came in first.
And Emma, do you remember what the prize was?
They got $2,500 each.
Which I felt was kind of low for this point in the game.
Because they're so far, and they've only been giving away trips.
Yeah, so...
And the trips are more.
Maybe we'll see the prizes go up, or maybe because this is really the first season after COVID, which is why we don't see a lot of the flight chaos happening, because this was filmed before the actual... So this is really 35, before 35 aired, which was really 36. So the prize is $2,500 each, $2,500 each. Cesar and Ricky came in first, and then the order of rankings, Evie?
Amber and Vinny got second. Danny and Angie got third, and I was like,
that was surprising. They jumped up a lot.
Mm-hmm, they did. And it's because he flew through
the puzzles.
The puzzle stuff. So it was a puzzle with the detour
and the roadblock.
The wall scribe. And with the roadblock of who's feeling artsy, they got the help from Vinny and Amber.
With the orientation.
With the orientating themselves and really figuring out. Yeah, good job.
And so I felt like they got third because of how good Danny is at like puzzles. And also because Amber helped him with the orientation.
Yep, agreed.
I feel like that was the hardest part of the roadblock was figuring out where you were.
Yeah, that seemed to be what everyone struggled with, for sure. Who got fourth place?
Rod and Letitia got fourth. Shane and Juan got fifth. And Shane and Juan and Rod and Letitia, they were, like, working together to find the pit stop. But then when Rod and Letitia found it, I feel like they just kind of ghosted Shane and Juan because they split up.
I think I heard Rod, though, say, guys, it's over here. And then he booked.
Yeah.
I think he did shout, hey, it's over here.
Shalisa and Derek got sixth. Yvonne and Melissa got seventh. Sunny and Busy got eighth. Karishma and Kishori got ninth. And Michelle and Sean got eliminated.
They did. The double dutch team got eliminated.
And at the end, they taught Phil how to double dutch. And
they
then
did.
They
that
hit
was
the
funny.
Camera.
And they hit the camera. that was so funny.
And then Phil was like, can that stay in?
Can that stay in the take?
Like, does that make the cut?
Yeah, that was so funny. So they did some double dutching at the end before they left, but they had good spirits. They had a good attitude about it and about not giving up and that kind of stuff. Now, the next episode will find us starting in Santiago, Chile. So one of the themes that I'm picking up
South
on
America?
Is that there's a lot of Central South America so far in this season.
Mexico, Colombia, and Chile.
Yeah, some of the teams have native Spanish speakers. And so I'm wondering, do they get the advantage? But at the same time, there's always a roadblock or a detour that kind of levels things at some point.
Like the puzzle challenge with Danny and Angie.
Yeah.
Like they don't know a ton of Spanish, but they flew.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't Spanish oriented. So I feel like at some point, the advantage Spanish speakers may have will be leveled pretty soon.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens, though, at episode 5, and we are starting to whittle down and form more relationships with the teams. So we're starting to see more spotlights and interviews and starting to get to know them more, and I'm sure people's favorites are popping up.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.